Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Today is another special day in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for what God has been using this prophetic decree to do in the life of people. We bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over our lives, for his protection over our lives, for his grace over our lives, and for what the Lord has been doing over our lives and our family. Wherever you are, I want you to appreciate the Lord. I want you to bless his name. I want you to lift him high. I want you to magnify him. Today is the 24th day of the month of July, year 2021. We need to bless his name. We need to appreciate him. We need to glorify him. Thank him. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted high. Just appreciate him wherever you are. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, mighty God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are connecting to us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Prayers. This program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I will thank God for what the Lord has been doing with this program. We believe that God will do more in Jesus' name. And I want to use this opportunity to appreciate all those who have felicitated with us. We thank God for your life. We thank God for the gift you have sent to us. We thank God for your prayers. We pray that God also will bless you. God also will honor you, and heaven will celebrate you the way you have celebrated with me in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are joining us for the first time, I want you to get something ready. Get a bottle of oil ready. Get a bottle of water ready. I'm going to pray on them, and they become a prophetic oil and prophetic water. And right away, as you anoint yourself and begin to decree, things begin to happen in your life in a new dimension in the name of Jesus. I speak to someone here, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will promote you. Mercy will enlarge your course. Mercy will be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord will remember you. The new chapter of greater glory shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am telling you today, the power of God shall reside inside of you, and you will manifest powerfully. In the name of Jesus Christ, the glory of God shall be your covering. It will be there as a cover over our life, over your life. You will move from strength to strength and from grace to grace, from power to power in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare this statement and this prophetic declaration loud and clear. Say, the word of God is the power of God, and the entrance of the word of God into my life has brought the light of God into my life, and the darkness cannot comprehend it in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, as I send out the word today, it shall go forth on my behalf, and it shall deliver into my life uncommon breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the word of God has two-edged sword. It can destroy the kingdom of darkness, and also it can bring in manifestation of power of God. The word of God is quick and powerful in my mouth. God has put the power of his word in my mouth. I trust the word of God in my mouth. The word stands sure when I speak it out. And when I speak, it shall accomplish the purpose for which I have spoken it. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I want you to repeat after me. Say, right now, I send the word of God out as a missile to destroy all principality, to destroy all powers and thrones and rulers of darkness. and to destroy all wicked spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. I want you to begin to speak out. Say, right from today, I shall move forward in life. Right from today, the glory of God over my life shall manifest in a greater way. I will not go down. No power shall be able to subdue me. I shall be an authority. I shall be a voice of the Lord. I shall subdue the kingdom of darkness. I shall live as an overcomer. I am a container of fire of the Holy Ghost. I have the power of God residing in me. Right from today, the word of my mouth carry power. And I prophesy that it is well with my soul. It is well with my family. It is well with my career. It is well with my ministry. It is well with my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak unto heaven. O heaven, arise and fight for me. I speak to the ground. O ground, arise and fight for me. I speak to the sun, the moon, and the star. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and fight for me. I speak to all the elements of the earth. Arise and fight for me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, no power of darkness, no principality will be able to touch me, because I am the apple of God's eye. Anyone that intends to do me evil shall be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the admonition of angelic guardians, and I operate as fire that no power can handle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lambro kusaka ya kalaba. Somebody need to pray this prayer after me. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, laminate my life, laminate my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, laminate my life and every member of my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to repeat that prayer. Blood of Jesus, laminate my life and every member of my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, laminate my life and every member of my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every evil altar erected against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every evil altar erected against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every evil altar erected against my well-being. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every evil altar erected against my well-being. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been submitted. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been submitted. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, dismantle every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been submitted. In Jesus' name, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine where my name has been mentioned for evil. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine where my name has been mentioned for evil. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine where my name has been mentioned for evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Begin to cover yourself and your family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In the next few weeks, in the next few days, I'll be talking about let the ground vomit my portion. Let the ground vomit my portion. Let the ground vomit my portion. Very, very important statement. Let the ground vomit my portion. Every portion that belongs to you that is hidden by the ground, it shall be vomited in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything buried against you, I command such thing to be vomited in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy has buried against your destiny, it shall be vomited. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to this scripture, Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. That very particular statement is pregnant with a lot of meaning. It revealed to us that the earth, the ground that we are marching upon, is a living entity. That earth has capability of accepting our word, of reacting to our word. That earth or that ground has capability of accepting virtues that are deposited into it. That earth has ears, it could hear us, it could move, it could react, it could perform an instruction that we have instructed the earth to do. So therefore, when you are marching on the ground, know you are marching on a living entity. The Bible says, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. Immediately that statement is said, the earth gives a full attention to what is going to be said. Therefore, all your portion that the enemy had buried shall be exhumed. It shall be exhumed. It shall be exhumed in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. The Bible says, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cry unto me from the ground. And this shows that the earth swallowed the blood of Abel. Any power that is given command to the ground to swallow your blood, that power shall be buried. That power shall be buried. That power shall be buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We need to know that every blessing that someone is entitled to, it can be spiritually programmed and buried into the ground. That is why whatever represents your blessing that the enemy had captured and they buried it today, it shall be exhumed. It shall be exhumed. It shall be exhumed and be returned back to your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why there are some prayers you need to pray. When we are talking about the earth, we are talking about a living entity. We are talking about a living organism. We are talking about something that can move, that can react. We are talking about something that can listen to you and perform an instruction. Do you know that talent of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that marriage of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that wedding gown of someone can be spiritually buried? Do you know that the womb of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that the finances of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that the peace of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that part of the organ of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that somebody's glory can be spiritually buried? Do you know that the virtue of somebody can be spiritually buried? Do you know that the marriage of somebody can be spiritually buried? What they just need to do is to look for something like a symbol representing the goodness of that fellow and bury it to the ground. When such thing is buried, it becomes a serious problem. Immediately that one is done, there are about seven major signs that will make you to know that something somehow, something somewhere had been buried against you. There are seven major signs. Major sign. Number one, when you continue to experience failure, in spite of the fact that you have gotten opportunity and you see that you are experiencing failure, then it shows that something has been buried against you. When something suddenly go wrong, at the edge of breakthrough, at the edge of success, something suddenly go wrong and truncate that particular thing. You know, something just go wrong and what you have been expecting has been truncated. It means that something has been buried into the ground. Number three, when you are making a regular unexplainable visit to the hospital, you go today, you go tomorrow, and it's every day you are going there. Something has been buried against you. Do you know that the placenta of somebody can be buried against him? Do you know that the hair of somebody can be buried against him? Do you know that the cloth of somebody can be buried against him? Some people will put cloth outside, they will not see there. Do you know that the fingernail of somebody can be buried against him? Do you know that even the urine somebody has urinated can be buried against him? Do you know that there's nothing the enemy cannot capture that they cannot use to bury against somebody? Do you know that anything that has impact in your life can be used to bury somebody's glory? Therefore, you need to understand that one very well. Number four, when your wealth disappears mysteriously, something has been buried against you. Number five, when you notice that something is moving all around your body, you cannot imagine what is going on. Something is just moving around your body. Something has been buried against you. Then when you notice that in your dream, you are constantly going back instead of going forward, something has been buried against you. And you need to pray. When you notice that you are entering into error on a daily basis, something has been buried against you. You need to pray aggressively. You need to command the earth to withdraw that thing. You need to pray with power. When something like that has happened, there are about three major things you need to do. Number one, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, you need to make requests to demand for angelic assistance. You have to command the angel to begin to work on your behalf. You have to go to your father's house, go to your mother's house, and exhume out everything that has been buried against you. Anything, whatever it is, it needs to be exhumed out. And the third one you need to do, you need to begin to command the ground to open up and vomit what he has swallowed against your life. You should vomit what he has swallowed and refer to your destiny. You should vomit every good thing that he has swallowed in your life. The Bible says, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. As we pray now, may the earth listen to us. And may the power of the Holy Ghost speak on our behalf in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, begin to confess your sin and begin to tell the Lord to have mercy. La kepo kada kataraba. Reso piamo comprakotele kovietera. Kintiaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord show mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Aha. We are going further now. You are going to place your hand on the floor of your house or the floor of your room, wherever you are. Just place your hand. And you are going to slap that ground three times. Just hit it three times. Hit it three times like that. Aha. When you eat it three times, then you begin to pray. Are you ready now? I want to pray, and I want you to pray at the same time. You are going to open your mouth, and you pray like this. Say anything buried into the ground to truncate my destiny. Be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. Anything buried into the ground to truncate my destiny, be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes. Be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes. Be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes. Be exhumed by fire and be burned to ashes. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil ready now. And if it's water you have, get it ready. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this faith material. I speak into this bottle of oil. I speak into this bottle of water. I command the anointing of the Holy Ghost to enter into this oil. Enter into this water. The power in the blood of Jesus, enter into this oil. Enter into this water. The fire of Holy Ghost, enter into this oil. Enter into this water. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of deliverance enter. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, you are going to drop a little of that oil on that very floor, on that very ground where you are. Just drop a little there and then place your hand on it. Place your hand on it and pray this prayer. Say, anything buried in the ground to swallow my destiny, be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, anything buried into the ground to swallow my destiny, be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender. Be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender. Be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender. Be exhumed by fire and go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, say, I command the ground to open up and swallow every wickedness of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, I command the ground to open up and swallow every wickedness of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, I command the ground to open up and swallow every wickedness of my father's house. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it very well. Say, every very virtue
Be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every very virtue, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Hit the ground 3 times. Aha. Say every charm buried into the ground against my life. There, in the name of Jesus, every charm buried into the ground against my life. There, in Jesus' name. Say every evil sacrifice placed on the ground against my life. Scatter, in the name of Jesus, every evil sacrifice placed on the ground against my life. Scatter, now, scatter, now, scatter, now, scatter, now, scatter, now. In Jesus' name, pray. Say every ritual made against my destiny, scatter, in the name of Jesus. Every ritual made against my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Hit the ground 3 times again. Aha. Say this one loud and clear. Every bloodshed made on the ground against my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every bloodshed made on the ground against my life, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in Jesus' name. Say, all you ground, reject the instruction of my enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, you ground, reject the instruction of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, you ground, reject the instruction of my enemy in Jesus' name. Please say anything buried into the ground to cause sickness in my body. In the name of Jesus, anything buried into the ground to cause sickness in my body, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Hit the ground 3 times again. Say the arrow from the ground, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, the arrow from the ground, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray. Say the arrow from the ground, locate the camp of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, the arrow from the ground, locate the camp of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, the arrow from the ground, locate the camp of my enemies. In Jesus' name, say anything buried against my family, be exhumed and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried against my family, be exhumed and catch fire. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Say any power pressing the sand against my life, run mad in the name of Jesus. Any power pressing the sand against my life, run mad in the name of Jesus. Any power pressing the sand against my life, run mad, run mad, run mad, run mad, run mad in Jesus' name. Don't forget that all the elements in the body can be found in the ground, and that is why it is possible for someone, a wicked agent of darkness, to program sickness into people using the sand, using the ground. And that is why there's always this going on and off hospital. Today you go to hospital, tomorrow you are there, because somebody has buried something, or somebody has made incantation on the ground, either the ground of your father's house, the ground of your mother's house, the ground in the village, or where you are living now, and it's causing you to go to hospital often and often. You are going to be delivered now. These are the prayers you will pray. If you find yourself like that, you are falling sick on a daily basis, these are the prayers you are going to pray. There are 3 of them. I want you to pray very well now. Say, any evil arrow programmed into my body from the ground, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any evil arrow program into my body from the ground, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. Number 2, say any power that has charmed the ground against my well-being, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has charmed the ground against my well-being, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has charmed the ground against my well-being, in Jesus' name, pray. You pray this third one very well. Say, any part of my body that has been buried into the ground against my health, be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Any part of my body that has been buried into the ground against my health, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire. Any part of my body that has been buried into the ground against my health, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, hit the ground this the last time now. 3 times. 1, 2, 3, say, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow my mockers in the name of Jesus. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow my mockers, swallow my mockers, swallow my mockers, swallow my mockers. In Jesus' name, say, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Disgrace my pursuer in the name of Jesus. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Disgrace my pursuer, disgrace my pursuer, disgrace my pursuer, disgrace my pursuer, disgrace my pursuer. In Jesus' name, pray. This the Red Sea open up and swallow Pharaoh. You are going to pray. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow every family Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow every family Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow family Pharaoh that is troubling my life. Swallow family Pharaoh in Jesus' name. Pray. Lay your hand upon that ground. Say, all you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Destroy every evil altar erected against me in the name of Jesus. All you ground, hear the word of the Lord. Destroy every evil altar erected against me. Destroy it, destroy it, destroy it, destroy it in Jesus' name. With your hand on the ground, say, anything programmed into the ground to stagnate my progress, scatter in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to the ground to stagnate my progress, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Do you know that they can bury something to the ground to lay embargo on a property? Say, anything buried into the ground to lay embargo on my property, there in the name of Jesus. Anything buried into the ground to lay embargo on my property, there in the name of Jesus. Anything buried into the ground to lay embargo on my property, there, there, there in Jesus' name. Pray. If there's a property you want to sell and nobody has come, go there, pick the sound of the place, pray that prayer on it. Say, any embargo, anything buried into the ground to lay embargo on my property, there, say it very well, and you will notice that the power of God will fall upon it. Makendo kopreko shodi karaba. Any property that is due to be sold and customer has not been coming, I command the ground to release customer now. Release, 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 release in the name of Jesus. Anything buried into the ground that is working against your finances, working against your health, working against your destiny, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Anything buried into the ground that is making life difficult for you, be exhumed, 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 be exhumed in the name of Jesus. Any power pressing the sand against your life, I command the power to in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Get a bottle of oil ready now. Yes, sir. Anoint your head now. I command every arrow fired against your head. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Yes, arrow of insanity. Arrow of insanity. Arrow of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Go back in Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest. Ya kata kata parabo shidu kafa. Every sickness hiding your body, I challenge you. Go back to the center. Lose your hold there. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach now. Anything working against your internal organs, I command that thing to lose your hood, 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 lose your hood. In the name of Jesus, any power that have stolen your womb, return the womb now. In the name of Jesus, I command your kidney to begin to function well. I command your bladder to begin to function well. I command your liver to begin to function well. I command your stomach to begin to function well. In the name of Jesus, let your heart function well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. Something wonderful has happened in that place. A lot of people are receiving healing. I wait for your testimony. Thank you, Father. Now bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we pray that this request shall be answered. There shall be speedy answer to this request. The power of God shall fall on this request in the name of Jesus. When God begins to answer this request, please let us know. We have been receiving a lot of testimony of this request being answered by people, being answered by God. People have been telling us how God has answered this request. Please make sure that whatever you have vowed before the Lord, make sure you redeem that vow. Make sure that you always appreciate God. You must always appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for what he has done. It is not a man. It is not man that has done it. No man can do anything. It is God. Whatever God has done for you, always glorify him. Give him first place in life. Appreciate him. Not any man, not any prophet, not any pastor. Just lift him up. He's the one doing it. A man can pray. If God say no, nothing can happen. But when we pray and God say yes, then we see the manifestation. Let all glory be returned back to him. Make sure that you always share testimony of what God has done. Many things I've received today. Many people have come in to share a lot of testimony, mighty testimony of the wonder working power of God. And I know that your testimony is the next. In Jesus' name, prayer. I pray for those who have not married. This year shall be your year of marriage settlement. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord shall visit you powerfully this year, and there shall be miracle of come and see. And those who are having one problem or the other, may the Lord lay hands upon you. Those whose business has come down, may God in his power make your business to rise up again in the name of Jesus Christ. And anyone here that your children are not doing well, may the power of God fall upon them and they begin to do well. Any of your children under spell shall be delivered, shall be delivered, shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is caged shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Uptown. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Once again, I say thank you very much for all your prayers, for all that you have done, for prayers and for your kind guest up, and for many of you who have supported us in different ways. May God bless you more. In Jesus' name we pray.